Hey, everybody. Welcome back to It's Only Embarrassing If You're Embarrassed podcast, a podcast focused on normalizing everyday challenges such as mental health, addiction, grief, divorce, loss, and many more. I hope this episode inspires you to be your best self and to live your dream life one day at a time. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Mental Health Monday, a segment we do here on It's Only Embarrassing If You're Embarrassed podcast every week where we talk about mental health and I share what I've learned with you guys. So today we're going to be talking about what the Bible says about anxiety and depression. But before we get into that, let's talk about one thing that we do to deal with anxiety and depression if we don't have the right support or we don't have the right chemicals in our brain, and that is seek addiction or seek relief through addictive behaviors. And so one thing that I have realized is I always used alcohol and drugs to numb my anxiety and depression, to pretend like it didn't exist, to self-medicate, whatever you want to call it. And so recently since I've gotten sober, I have all these like random, flashbacks from, my times of drinking really heavy that things will come back and I'm like, oh, I can't believe we did that. So the other day I am hanging out with one of my friends who is a normie. And if you are not an AA, a normie is what people in AA refer to somebody who isn't an AA and doesn't need AA. Like somebody you can kind of like take or leave alcohol. Like you go out to eat with this friend and they order one drink and they take the whole dinner to drink it. And then afterwards they can just go home and just that can be the end of their night. Whereas me, we get done with that dinner and I'm like, where are we going from here? Because I had six drinks at dinner and you only had one. And now I'm halfway to a blackout and I want to dance. And I already found a place where we can go and dance. And I got the Uber. It's on the way. Like, so we have different lives, right? Alcoholics and normies. So I'm hanging out with one of my friends who's a normie the other day. And I'm telling her about this drunken flashback that I had. And I was like, hey, have you ever blacked out? And she was like, no. And I was like, okay, that actually wasn't the full question, but I guess that's a good place to start. The question actually was, have you ever blacked out and then you wake up and you know where you are, but you don't know how you got there? Like you wake up and you're like, oh, Amanda's bathroom floor. This is a safe place. Don't know how I got here, but I know like this is a safe place for me to be. And then like you go back to sleep on the bathroom floor. So I'm asking her if that experience resonates with her, and she did not even resonate with the blackout experience. So I was like, I guess it's a good thing that I'm in AA, And so it's so funny, like I did so many just reckless things when I was in addiction that like I normalized was normalized because I was hanging out with other people who did the same sort of thing. And then as I've been just like having more time being sober and then having like these wild flashbacks, I'm like, ooh, like girlfriend, why did we live like this for so long? But I am actually recording this episode on a Tuesday instead of a Monday. And so this is like super real time. Like literally I'm going to record this, edit it, bada bing, bada boom, send it to your ears. And so I'm recording this on Tuesday because let's get real. It was a busy past couple weeks and I needed a day to chill. So yesterday was my actual mental health day. I literally just got up and like, those days where you're just dragging, you feel like you just cannot get it together. You're just like, I am not my best self. I just need to like rest, relax, listen to my body. So that's what I did. So I decided, hey, taking care of myself is more important than publishing a podcast a day late. So that was like a big internal battle, honestly, because old me would have been like, no, we have to record. We have to get this live. And new me was just like, I don't think I can record a good podcast today. Let's just like wait till tomorrow when we can show up as our best self. So this is your little reminder and encouragement that you don't have to do it all. And sometimes it's better to take care of yourself than to feel like you have to cram everything into a day. Okay, so now let's get into what the Bible says about anxiety and depression. So whenever I first started to really regain and re-enter faith back into my life, I thought God was just like this little genie in a bottle I send my wishes to, and because I believe in him, he owes me a perfect life. That is what I thought faith in God and religion and all these things were before I really understood what faith in God is. So at this time, I was really struggling with anxiety, depression, and addiction, and I wanted God to just cure all these problems. Like, I was just like, God, I just want to wake up tomorrow, they're all gone, and I have a whole new life. And I'm sure God was like laughing, because obviously it doesn't work like that. You can't make reckless decisions for, you know, your entire life and then think that you wake up one day and, you know, it's all gone. You have to do the work. You know, God will give you the ability to do the work and the resources to do the work, but, you know, it doesn't work like that. And so I, for a long time, struggled with the concept that God could be good even when life isn't, because I just wanted God to just miraculously make my life better because it had just been so hard and painful, and I just didn't want to feel that anymore. And so I just wanted God to just like magically cure my anxiety, depression, and addiction. But instead, I realized that he would give me the tools to deal with these things on my own and to manage these things on my own, rather than just having an overnight cure where I never had to, you know, deal or heal or feel or any of those things that you really need to do to move through it. So I, whenever I was looking into, you know, what does the Bible say about anxiety and depression, I was looking at people in the Bible who were anxious and depressed. And you would be shocked how many prophets, really important people of the Bible, struggled with anxiety, depression, had suicidal thoughts, all these different things. And so Elijah, who is a prophet in 1 Kings, he actually goes through a period where he is depressed, suicidal, rejected. And this time where he is depressed, suicidal, and rejected literally comes days after he just preached the best message he had ever preached to tell Israel to turn over to God. And he becomes, you know, just crippled by fear. He's exhausted. He's hungry. He becomes depressed. He becomes suicidal. He feels rejected. And he actually prays for God to end his life. And faith is one of the only things that I've ever seen be able to save people from mental illness and addiction. And at this point, you know, what God does is God has Elijah sleep for a long time and he sends an angel to feed him. And how often are we, you know, depressed or anxious, and really we're just hungry and tired, and we just haven't been listening to our body, giving our body the nutrients it needs, giving the body the time to slow down that it needs. And then it really goes into talking about how when you tell God what your struggles are, this helps you to verbalize them and understand them for yourself. And this allows for God to deal with your false beliefs. So one thing that I actually learned about through reading the Bible is you can actually pray to ask God to help with your unbelief. So if you're trying to grow in your strength, grow in your faith, but you know that that's going to be tested, you can actually pray, hey God, I really want to grow my strength. Please give me the ability to get through these trials. Please help my unbelief. Please help me not to be deceived. Please help me with all these false beliefs that I have in my mind, or that the devil will plant into my mind the closer I get to you. You can actually pray to, you know, just be really candid and deal with these things, because God knows if you're struggling with unbelief. So you might as well just be honest and ask him to help you with it, because that's the best way to get through. And so during this time where Elijah is really depressed, anxious, suicidal, he did not think God was doing anything. And this was actually a thought from the devil to separate him from God. So the devil can actually plant thoughts into our mind. So at this point, Elijah is depressed, anxious, sleepy, hungry, and the devil puts a thought into his mind, oh, well, God's not doing anything to help you. God doesn't hear you. God doesn't care about you. And because Elijah's in this bad state, Elijah believes Satan's lies. And how often do we do that? How often are we just at a point where we're struggling, life has been hard, and instead of just knowing that in the waiting, God is working, we're like, God, I can't see it. Clearly you're not working. We believe all these lies that the devil so easily plants into our mind. And so I wanted to talk about this because I think a lot of times we think that these people that were in the Bible were you know, holier than thou. They had everything together. They never struggled. They were never tested. But literally, even Jesus was tested. Even Jesus was tempted. Like, everybody who did anything good was struggling with something, whether it be mental illness, whether it be, there's even times where God works through prostitutes. And you know that, you know, profession wise, like prostitutes, you know, probably do struggle with anxiety and depression, as well as, you know, many other just different types of people that God works through in the Bible. And so God can always restore you. He can always restore that person you're praying for. And it's so hard because sometimes we're praying for things and we don't see God bringing those things to fruition. But in reality, He is bringing those things to fruition in little ways, in His ways, and in ways we could never really imagine. And so this is your just reminder that just because you struggle with anxiety or depression doesn't mean God can't use you. God uses so many people in the Bible that have anxiety and depression, so many people that are poor, so many people that you would not expect to be used by God. And so if you really just give your life and your care and your will all over to God and just really get honest with God about the desires of your hearts, the things you're struggling with, God will help you through those things. He'll lead you through those things, and it will really just change your life for the better. So I hope you guys enjoyed this Mental Health Monday episode. If you guys want to read more about the story of Elijah, it is in 1 Kings. So feel free to read that. I'm also going to link some Bible resources from Amazon in the show notes. So if you don't have a Bible, you want to get one, I'll link some resources for study Bibles, journaling Bibles, all that sort of stuff. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And as always, happy healing, babes. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of It's Only Embarrassing If You're Embarrassed podcast. I'm your host, Madison. If you want to get tuned into more episodes, you can click the follow button in the top right-hand side of your phone screen. This will actually notify you when new episodes are published. If you love this episode, please leave a 5-star rating and review. It really helps with the show. And last but not least, if you thought of someone during this episode that you were like, I really need my mom, my bestie, my sister to hear this episode, please share with a friend. And as always, happy healing, babes.